Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Idyas, Perik, Hey, Mishnah Dalid. Rabbi Eliezer, this is Rabbi Eliezer's Messiah of Shnei Dvarim. He had a tradition of two things that were Mikule Beshami from the leniencies of the Beshami and Rechume Beshil. Again, all these Heilige Tanoim testified this on that day in Yavna, when the doors were opened and everyone was allowed in. Rabbi Gamliel was much more strict about who he allowed into the Beis Medrash. When Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became Nasi, he opened the doors wider, even those that weren't Toichai Kibarai, that their inside wasn't as Erlich perhaps as their outside, or as sincere as their outside, whatever exactly the Taicho that is. Everyone was allowed in, and it gave an opportunity for many of the Talmidim to hear what the Tanoim had to say, and whatever the Tanoim said were recorded. Although these Tanoim that we're talking about, none of them, Chas v'Shalom, was there ever a concern that they weren't Toichai Kibarai. So, Rabbi Eliezer says, Shnei Dvarim. He had said on that day he had a Messiah of two things. There were Mikulei Beshamei and Michumrei Beshilel. Add these two to the list of Machloikesin, where the Beshamei are more lenient and the Beshilel are more Machmir. One, Dam Yoylede Shaloi Tavla, the blood of a Jewish woman who gave birth, but she did not immerse herself in a mikveh when her days of Tahara began. Just for giving birth, the woman is Tamei. For a boy, 7 days. For a girl, 14 days. The Chatzke Rebbe explained, because the Kedusha is so great when a child is born, that Hashem is mamish there. It says there are three keys that Hashem has. The key to childbirth, the key to rain, the key to Tchiyas HaMeisim. When Hashem leaves in the void, when there's a tremendous amount of Kedusha, and Hashem leaves afterwards, so it's like when there's a very big light, you turn it off, there's more darkness. Everything seems dark. So there's Tumah that takes over. That's how the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh explains why a person is Tamei Tumas Meis, because there's such Kedusha when he's alive. So in any event, whatever the reason is, a woman just for having a baby is Tamei. After the 7 days following the birth of a boy, and after 14 days following the birth of a girl, there's a period of Tahara. Even if she sees Dam, she is Tahar. That's 33 days after the birth of a boy, and 66 days after the birth of a girl, as we have discussed. So what we have over here is a case of Dam Yeledes, the blood of a Jewish woman who gave birth, Shalai Tavla, but she didn't immerse herself in a mikveh when the days of Tahara began. Now, like Anida, a woman after childbirth has to immerse herself in order to become Tar, even after the 7 and 14 days respectfully for a boy and girl. The only thing is that right now, Dam is coming out of her, and she's in the days of Tahara, where her blood is not considered Tameh. However, what does that mean, her blood is not considered Tameh? It vade means that she doesn't become Tameh, like the Tum of Anida. But what's the din with the blood itself? Is it Tahar or Tameh? Beshami and the Beshami say Keruka o Kameme Ragleha. And it's the same din as other bodily fluids, like her saliva or urine. And as explained earlier, they are only metame lach when they're moist, but not when they're dry. The basil disagree, they're more strict, and they say metame lach v'yavish. No. The blood would give over tuma, whether it's moist, and even after it becomes dry. The basil hold that until this woman immerses herself in a mikveh, not only does she continue to be tummy, but the dam that comes out of her, even during the days of Tahara, are Tamei min HaToyra. That dam is Tamei. Umoidim, but both Beishamei and Beisil would agree. Bieledes bezoiv, if a woman gave birth while she was a Zava, when she had this Tumazava has to count 7 clean days before she becomes Tahar. If this woman, who was still in this Tumazava, gave birth before she had those 7 clean days, they would agree, shehu metame lach v'yavish, that the dam that comes out of her would transmit tumah, would be metame both while it is moist as well as when it's dry. So basically, to chazer over this Mishnah, according to the Beis Shammai, yes, if a woman has a baby, she has to tovel herself in a mikveh, but that's to make her tahar. as far as the dam that comes out of her during the days of Tahara, after the 7 days of Azachar, and after the 14 days of Nekeva, there's no difference. It's Tahar regardless. Min HaTorah. The Rabbanan said it's Tamei a little bit, only if it's moist. According to the Beis Hillel, she has to toivel herself in a mikvah, not only to be Matar herself, but also for the dam, for her dam to be considered Tahar. Now, in case some of you are asking, but didn't Rabbi Eliezer say Shnei Dvarim Mikulei Beshamei Mechumre Beis Hillel, and you're only telling me one machlokes? So the way others understand it, the second one is coming up in Mishnah Hei.